So when it comes to fasting or just kind of a health drink, my favorite has been V8. But I don't know, in past years, including even recently, the spicy V8 got my attention. And since we seem to like to sample products, food and beverage items here on the show, I thought, why not? And as Brad is here, we'll give him Brad Matheson joining us from Thorpe. I thought, why not? You could get a taste of that.
Are we going to make Brad try it first? How do you feel about it? Brad, are you a V8 person?
I enjoy regular V8, I would admit. When it comes to the spicy stuff, well, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't ever remember having it, to be honest, unless I had a sample one time at a grocery store. So this will be a new experience. But the good thing is, Brad can be the guinea pig. So,
hey, Brad.
Welcome to the
Wake Up Show.
Welcome to
the Wake Up Show. Spice it up.
All right, down the hatch. Here we go.
Okay, I'll see how it is.
I'm are you going to drink the whole thing or just a sip?
Okay, that was like a sip. Okay.
What do you think?
His
first
face
impression
isn't on fire.
Is not bad.
Okay. Not bad. Oh, I thought you were going to say first impression is not good. So
I'm trying it with a smell. It does. It has a little zip. Is there Tabasco in it, I wonder?
You have to wait for the after.
Oh, yeah. It's the afterburn. Okay. I like... Oh, it's zippy.
See,
I
it
love
smells
it.
To me very reminiscent of... tomato soup, and I would have tomato soup. I'm buying time here. I would have tomato soup with peanut butter crackers growing up as a lunch. Peanut butter crackers or grilled cheese.
There you go.
I didn't usually drink it. Usually dip.
So
stuff
you're not
in
a
it.
Tomato soup. You're not a V8 guy. It sounds.
I'm
like.
Not, but yeah. Maybe I'm just missing out.
There we go.
Let's try this.
Give it a shot. Here we go. He's having a pretty good sized drink.
You know, I have to say, Brad brought us like some amazing Marika Gouda cheese, and it pairs so perfectly.
This actually is really good.
Yeah. It's very good.
It's very good. I can't. What do you think, Brad? What do you think about the little afterburn there? I kind of like the little burn at the end.
It wakes you up if you're on the morning show or something.
Spicy finish to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how did you get started with this spicy V8?
You know, I make taco soup fairly regularly, and so you put about 46 ounces of V8 or tomato juice into it, and so. The spicy, and then, like I say, probably don't fast as much as I should, but it's a good practice. And so V8 is a good supplement in terms of something you can get. So I don't know. Once you try the spicy, it's going to be hard to go back.
Now, Brad has brought us some delicious products from your home area, and Hillary mentioned how they pair very well. So tell us what you brought us this morning, Brad.
From Thorpe, we brought some Nolchex venison sausage.
Nice.
Only the best. And then also the Marika Gouda cheese. We've got two varieties, the smoked Gouda and then also the fenugreek, which is my favorite.
Now, I tried the fenugreek before you guys got into the studio, and it was absolutely tip-top. But I need to try the others, and it's out of my arm's reach right now. So we'll probably play some music, and then I'll get...
Just throw a piece at him, Brad. It's fine.
Yeah, there we go.
I can fix that, yes.
Okay, it's cold and flu season. The disease and pestilence swept through my family like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. It was awful. So I found this, and it's... I'm just not convinced. There, you can buy pre-infected tissues to help you prepare for the flu season. So the theory behind this is you get these germ-infested tissues, you rub your face on them, and you get sick.
I thought you said German tissues, and I was like, is that their
no,
way of getting
germ-infested? No, and you get sick. It's not like it's like the flu vaccine or something where it's like, oh, we'll introduce small amounts of a microbe to build up a natural immune. No, it's to get sick on your own timeline.
Kleenex. We have aloe vera-infused Kleenex and germ-infused Kleenex.
Because their thought is...
Buy them in the book
well,
pack.
You know, sometimes you can't get sick and sometimes you just want to get sick and get it over with. No! I never... And furthermore, there's so many strains. So doctors are lashing out against this and saying this is a bad idea.
Our guest host
and
today...
And it's not going to keep you healthy.
Brad from Thorpe. You're chuckling over there. Now, you have four... You have four children, two boys, two girls. Would you ever bring these into your home?
No. We send them out to the school to get that disease.
Right.
And they bring it home anyway.
That's why they lick doorknobs, okay?
Yes.
You want to
yes.
get sick, lick a doorknob. Don't actually do that, kids. That's not real advice.
That was facetious.
That was not real advice. Don't do that. If the tissues don't make you sick, the cost of them will. It's $80 for a box of sick tissues.
Really? And they're going to sell more tissues for sure.
Apparently.
I paid 92 cents for the Great Value brand and thought I was a cheapskate.
I know.
So.
Mark, would you get sick tissues?
No. Too expensive.
Oh, it's the expense.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if you could
back.
Get them with Amazon Prime
me,
and get them for $50 a box, would you buy them, Halvo?
No, it's still too expensive. I'm like you. I'm looking for the cheap. I mean, you're debating the toilet paper like this or this if it comes down to.
Well, and see.
The cost
Let's put
roll.
Brad on the spot
I
here.
Never debate toilet paper. It's Charmin all the way. There is no other brand for me. I'm just saying. I pay extra. This is important.
Brad, Do you have Kleenexes in your house? Because here's the thing. I've learned not to be quite as frugal once I got married and had children. Mm-hmm. Because I used to be someone who would never buy Kleenex or facial tissue, whatever, because I probably would buy the generic. I would just use toilet paper because it's like, well, you know, dual purpose.
It works. I like a handkerchief, but boy, there's people that say they're pretty gross.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah. Washable.
It's all good. They're washable.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. This is my mom tip for the day, okay? And I learned this. It was advice given to me when I had very small children. I buy the cheap tissues, but I hide a box of the good lotiony tissues for when mama gets sick.
There you
just
go.
Saying.
Well, today is National Pie Day, and you might not be surprised by the fact that America's favorite pie is apple. And in fact, we've got a poll of states in terms of how do the states fare on all of this. And ThinkGeek.com and MarthaStewart.com helping us out here. And while apple's at the top of the list, Wisconsin does choose apple. But guessing what is number two is kind of curious. Anybody?
I don't know. Apple is such an obvious because mm-hmm. there's so many options. Like there's endless options.
I like
options
the Dutch apple.
Pie.
Even
sure.
Oh yeah.
Brad from
apple.
Thorpe, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's hard not to think that pecan or pumpkin would come in second.
Sure. A lot of pumpkin, kind of a national.
How about chocolate cream? Chocolate cream.
That's surprising. Huh. To
it's
me.
A distant second, even.
It's a distant
okay,
second.
To
okay.
apple.
And then key lime is third.
You know what I don't think would make the list? Mincemeat. Just saying.
That's not
or some sort of haggis pie, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
Not on this side of the pond.
Today is also rhubarb pie day, and that's kind of that's there. The strawberry rhubarb. Is
I would have thought
place.
Rhubarb pie day would have been like in June or July when rhubarb is actually in season. But what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know because we used to have rhubarb pie, and I always enjoyed the crust and the ice cream with it, but not necessarily the rhubarb.
Love
so.
The rhubarb
so it's
pie.
Kind of interesting if we poll the room here. I have to say, I agree. Apples. If I'm given a choice, I'd probably take apple. Not that I mean. Lots of pies are great, but how about you guys? Your favorite pie?
I'm all the way with banana cream.
Banana cream
that's
all
like
the way.
Fifth.
And Brad, rhubarb, we didn't get your opinion on this. Rhubarb pie, yes.
Needs
no.
a lot of ice cream.
Needs a lot of ice cream. All right.
I love a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Strawberry
that's
rhubarb. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's not my favorite, though. I'm just commenting
oh, sure,
on that.
Sure.
No,
okay.
I think my favorite would be pecan pie.
Mm.
All right.
Pecan is my favorite. Caleb?
I probably would have to go with the one that I make, which would be French silk with the graham cracker crust. I mean, y'all
yeah,
knew
nice.
That was coming, but
yeah, no,
yeah I have
delicious.
To stay with that one. That's
I think,
standby.
You know, anything chocolate, right? So French silk, mm. a chocolate, I mean, anything
right.
Like
know,
that is good.
My father-in-law loves the, like, sour cream raisin pie, and I just can't. That's right up there with mincemeat for me. It's just not my thing. I just don't. I think that's. Is that a. I'm sorry. I love you, Lanny. Who does that? I can't, no, sour cream raisin, not my favorite.
Here's the thing, change my mind. You've seen those things on Facebook. It's somebody sitting at a table, change my mind. Bring
don't
us
try
pie.
To change my
Bring
mind
us
on
many other
Haggis.
Kinds of pie
Help me out
well,
on this.
But change our minds.
Kentucky went for shepherd's pie. What is shepherd's
oh,
pie?
Shepherd's
oh, shepherd's
pie is delicious. It's like it's not like a traditional pie. It's like gravy with vegetables
oh, okay.
and like ground beef or whatever. And then it's a doughy.
Yeah, it's like separate.
Yeah,
so you could
biscuit.
Have pie twice
yeah.
or okay. a pot pie.
More
right.
like a pot pie, I think.
Yeah.
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 So let's talk about your wife, Angie, for a minute here.
Sure.
Does she make pies?
Occasionally, but we found that pies end up, you don't use it all very often.
Sure.
Even with the kids.
What's that like?
Yeah, yeah. So cookies go a lot bigger. She's got a chocolate chip cookie recipe that disappears really quick.
Yeah. Are you a baker at all? Do you ever test your
I stay
kitchen?
Out of the kitchen. I've got other skills other places.
Sure.
Are you a griller or a cook in any way?
I do the grilling, certainly.
Okay.
But then after that, it's frying eggs or side pork. I'll do the side pork.
Sure, sure. All right. The man has skills. Havel, have you ever tried making a pie? I don't know if I've asked you this before.
I'm trying to think if I have. Maybe
I mean,
once,
you're great
but
with
not
I mean,
too
your
often.
Taco soup is mm-hmm. famous, and you mm-hmm. make the summer sausages and mm-hmm. all sorts of things. But
I kind of have a few
baked.
Things and stick with them.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Caleb, you make the silk pie,
the
but
French
it's
silk
a grand
pie, yeah.
Do you make... Because I make a really good pie crust. Can I just say... I've got this down. I make an amazing flaky tender pie crust.
And that's the best kind. Right?
Yeah. Just... Do you make a pie crust or are you just like the graham cracker crust?
I make the graham cracker crust.
Yeah.
And honestly, I leave the really good pie crust. My wife and my
yeah.
mom both make excellent pie
right.
crust. And so I'm content to just eat it.
Right. Okay. There it is.
So this music may be familiar if you're a
fan of a TV show called MacGyver from 85 to 92. It's now billed as the original MacGyver because they came out with another one in 2016. But actor Richard Dean Anderson played the lead character. He's 69 today.
69. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Richard. Okay, and it's funny because, like, you guys are all like, you know, oh, MacGyver, Richard. And I'm like, I loved him in Stargate SG-1. I'm a sci-fi nerd. It's okay. But love MacGyver as well.
Our guest this morning on the Wake Up Show, Brad Matheson from Thor. Brad, MacGyver fan, watch it ever?
Loved it. Enjoyed it. The one thing I brought up was his actual first name in the show, where he was MacGyver. That's all we ever knew him as.
Yeah. Yeah. But he had a first name.
He did. I doubt anybody out there knows it, but Wikipedia says it's Angus.
Angus. Angus MacGyver.
Like a steak.
Yes.
Fun fact.
It's just kind of interesting. My wife now, her birthday tomorrow, she's a big fan of the show. Just the other day, she's like, yeah, I pulled a MacGyver. And, you know, immediately in your head, you go, oh, that's like a paperclip and chewing gum and you accomplished something, right? Right. And then you found it out.
I did, and I kind of looked up. It's actually in the dictionary as a verb. You can MacGyver something. It's to make or repair an object in an improvised or inventive way, making use of whatever items are on hand.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah, he MacGyvered it. Who knew?
It's just interesting how many shows, though, like this, they remix, right? We've got a remake of Star Trek out now. There was one Lost in Space in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Hawaii Five-0, Magnum P.I.
Yeah. Without Tom Selleck, I don't think Magnum P.I. has a chance.
Yeah, we're going to see how that works. You got to have somebody with just a prodigious mustache.
Mustache. It's all about the mustache. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's interesting how many different iterations of shows. And, Brad, you were saying that you were a big fan of the A-Team growing up. And then later on, you watched and said, oh, it's not quite what I remember.
Right. You go back to those things, and they just don't feel the same somehow.
Yeah.
And having children, you see everything a little differently, too.
Exactly.
With the amount of shots fired and... nobody gets hurt. That's just not a good lesson about gun control.
Magic.
It's like the stormtroopers in Star Wars. I was like, did they ever hit anyone? Never.
No. I'd love to be in those Hollywood creative meetings when they go, well, anybody else got an idea? Well, you know, we could do MacGyver again.
Let's just find something from 20 years ago.
Right.
Reboot.
Nothing original out there under the sun.
Well, happy birthday again to the original MacGyver. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.